Chapter 1 of Raven Memory by David G. Schrock. Part 3. I release you, says Steve. He pulls the trigger. Flash flicker, a bang pierces the air, fading into a steady ring. A small trickle of blood appears above the glazed eyes. He imagines the contrast between the serene face and small caliber bullet ricocheting around the skull, turning the brain into mush. Real violence is beauty wrapped in horror, something movies fail to capture. The worst brutality hides beneath serenity. Life flees the eyes, turning cold. He fires twice more, ensuring the brain is a useless mass of blood and tissue, mixing with the fluid it rests in, erasing thoughts, expelling memories. No amount of surgery, voodoo, or raising the dead will bring those specific memories back. But the memories are out there, part of the information. Memories burn into the cosmos. Gazing at the stars is looking at memory. The light traveling across the galaxy, spanning years, transfers information reaching the observer, forming new memories. From a painting of an artist, bits of information travel to the eyes and speak to the viewer. Everything passes through the fabric of the cosmos. Like fingerprints in the information, memories leave their mark. The lifeless eyes stare down at the origami bird. Head nodding forward, the body slumps over, skull banging onto the table. The coffee mug shoots across the surface and crashes onto the floor, shattering into jagged shards. Bernstein is a memory. Reaching under the barrel, he pulls the ejector rod and pushes the cylinder out. Laying the gun flat on the table, he turns the barrel towards the body. He sets the cylinder beside the revolver. Safety always comes first. Running through the notes in his head, he confirms the public location an origami bird left behind meeting the instructions. The revolver is his message. Peering up the aisle, he glances at the frozen occupants. All eyes are on the booth. A few feet away at the end of the counter, a waitress holding out a pot of coffee stares at the slumped body. Black plastic handle slipping from fingers, the pot falls, tipping over. Plastic lid opens, dark liquid flows up the bowl, brimming over the spout. Striking the cream-colored tiles, glass shatters. Coffee splatters against the white stocking legs and splashes across the floor. Silence. Shoes meet floor in soundless steps as Steve Reynolds glides down the aisle, passing the waitress. He passes seated patrons. The faces ignore him, staring at each other, at the body, or at the floor. Glass door bouncing closed, Steve peels the latex gloves inside out, avoiding flesh touching the gunpowder residue on the outside. Returning the gloves to his pocket, he opens the car door. He climbs inside and starts the engine. Driving onto the boulevard, he observes the speed limit. The windshield wipers slide across the glass, clearing droplets. Headlights gleam on the glistening pavement. Colored mounds flicker by on each side. Cars parked along the narrow residential street stand among heaps of orange and yellow leaves. Beneath the engine rumble, the tires sing, spraying water into the wells. A rustle on the passenger seat. Didn't you get coffee?